Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Four Ministries of Healthy Churches. In the foreword to my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, Dick Brogdon observes, God plucked David from the sheepfold. God chose a sheep to be a shepherd. And though we are all stupid sheep, when God plucks us out of obscurity to serve others, we can have the humble confidence, for as long as we are asked to lead, that God has chosen us. That confidence both faithfully drives us to our knees and fearlessly propels us against our giants. It is good to be a sheep. It is good to be an under-shepherd. Just remember, you are stupid, chosen by the wise one, and as long as you serve as a shepherd, you and your flock will be safe. How true it is that all of us are sheep. The role of the shepherd is to care for the sheep and create a healthy environment for them. The role of healthy sheep is to reproduce more sheep. In this, both shepherds and sheep are ministers. We all minister to those God has placed around us. God calls all Christians to be ministers. The church is the sheepfold that equips us, but then we must go out to minister in a way that will bring lost sheep to a personal relationship with Jesus. Our foundational truth statement about church ministry says, a divinely called and scripturally ordained ministry has been provided by our Lord for the fourfold purpose of leading the church in evangelism, worship, sanctification, and compassion. 1. Evangelism. When we looked at the foundational belief about the church, we noted that it's not either or, evangelism or discipleship, but it's both and. Christians are being the church when they are intentionally living in a way that makes Jesus known. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1, 7, and 8, and chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. 2. Worship. We shouldn't have the mindset of, let's go to church to meet with God. Instead, we need to live in a way where we are always abiding in God's omnipresence. This worship-centric lifestyle empowers our evangelism, changes our hearts, and fuels our compassion. See John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. 3. Sanctification. Remember that we are all in process of becoming saints. I like to remember this by calling it sanctification. We need each other to do this, which is why God gives gifts to bring out Christ-like maturity in us. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7 and verses 11 through 16. 4. Compassion. Compassion is feeling turned into action. This opens the door for evangelism, creates more opportunities for worship, and matures Christians. See Mark chapter 6, verses 34 to 37. Luke chapter 10, verse 33, and Acts chapter 2, verse 45. Notice that each of these ministries are interdependent with all the other ministries. In a blog post nearly 10 years ago, I questioned, how do we know if our church is successful? The Apostle Paul uses two words to help answer these questions, quality and faithfulness, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, and chapter 4, verse 2. So here are two important questions we need to ask ourselves. Am I doing quality work? Am I faithfully doing my work? To help answer those questions, I like this thought from Leonard Sweet's book, I Am a Follower. He wrote, "The most important metrics we must rely on, the crucial deliverables we can present, must focus on the newly formed lives of the disciples we are making. The followers who are following Christ into a place of serving Him by serving others. The most important measure of our faithfulness to Christ must be the extent of transformation into the living image of Christ Himself. The quantifiable fruit of our church is not found in the number of people we can gather on a weekly basis. What counts is what is happening in the lives of those who have gathered." These are questions we should all ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us. What is happening in my life? Am I telling others about Jesus? Am I worshiping God so consistently that everyone can see it? Am I maturing as a saint, and am I helping other saints mature? Is my faith seen in my compassionate actions? Our individual answers to those questions will determine the success of our individual churches, which will ultimately determine the effectiveness of the global Church of Jesus Christ. I hope you will take some time to consider these questions for yourself. If you've missed any of the other messages in our series exploring our foundational beliefs, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.